This is Akashwani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory at its peak, with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo voters. Senior BJP leader Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Koch Bihar district in North Bengal today. Prime Minister Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state. The Prime Minister also criticized the party over the incident in Malda district, in which judicial officers were held hostage for hours by a mob and the Supreme Court of India had to intervene.
मालदा में न्यायिक अधिकारियों को बंधक बनाकर रखा गया. सोचिए ये कैसी सरकार है, ये कैसी व्यवस्था है, जहां जज और संविधान की प्रक्रिया भी सुरक्षित नहीं है. बंगाल की आम जनता की सुरक्षा की उम्मीद इन लोगों से कैसे की जाए.
The Prime Minister assured the people of the state that if voted to power, a BJP government will ensure development and drive away infiltrators. He said massive crowd in Koch Bihar proves that Trinamool Congress' time is up. Mr. Modi accused the state government of endangering the future and the identity of Bengal through appeasement politics and infiltration. Prime Minister Modi also alleged that women are not safe under Mamata Banerjee government. Mr. Modi spoke about the government calling a special session of parliament on 16, 17 and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of Women's Reservation Act from the 2029 Lok Sabha polls. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal today. She held rallies in Shamshedganj, Jiyaganj, Ajimganj and joined a road shown by Rampur town in Murshidabad district. In Assam, election campaigning intensified today as senior leaders from BJP and Congress addressed rallies across the state. Polling in the state will be held in single phase on Thursday. Senior BJP leader Sarbananda Sonowal addressed a public meeting in Dhemaji. He alleged that previous Congress governments allowed illegal immigration and land encroachment. Meanwhile, party leader and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma addressed rallies in Bongaigaon, Palashbadi and Goalpada. On the other hand, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies in Biswanath and Golaghat today. He claimed the BJP failed to deliver on key promises made during the previous assembly polls. In Kerala, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed a public meeting in Kunnathunad constituency in the Ernakulam district. Mr. Shah said the upcoming Keralam assembly polls are not merely for changing the government but to improve the state's future. He noted that NDA's vote share in the state increased since 2014 Lok Sabha polls and it's time for a government of the BJP-led front in the state. The Election Commission has said that seizures related to cash, liquor, drugs and other inducements have crossed 650 crore rupees ahead of the upcoming assembly elections and by polls across multiple states. The seizures include cash, liquor, narcotics, precious metals and other freebies aimed at influencing voters. In a statement, the poll panel said the statewide data shows that West Bengal recorded the highest total seizures at 319 crore rupees, followed by Tamil Nadu with 170 crore, Assam with 97 crore, Kerala with 58 crore and Puducherry with 7 crore rupees. The government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to use digital modes for booking LPG cylinders and avoid visiting distributors unless necessary. Minister of Petroleum Natural Gas informed the delivery authentication code-based LPG deliveries have increased from 53% in February 26 to 90% yesterday to prevent diversion at the distributor level. The ministry said that yesterday more than 90,000 5 kg FTL cylinders have been sold. The 5 kg FTL cylinders are available at nearby LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs and without address proof. In boxing, the Indian contingent continued its impressive run at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. The women's category, reigning world champions Meenakshi Hooda and Jasmine Lamboria stormed into the semifinals, while in the men's section, Lokesh, Akash and Harsh Chaudhary also secured spots in the last four stages. And that is the end of this news bulletin.